A special free concert and CD release party is scheduled tonight to benefit the Gainesville Friends of Jazz at Steve's Cafe Americana, featuring jazz singer and Gainesville artist Lenny Kessel.
Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be hair like yours? Could there be teeth like yours, honest and true?
Joining me in the studio now is Lenny Kessel to talk about this CD, Mood Swings. This has got an interesting story behind it, I understand, the production of it.
It's so long, we couldn't put it on the tape today. That's how long the whole story is. But to make it brief, in 1979, I went out to the West Coast and was fortunate enough through a friend of mine named Gary Foster to set me up with the great pianist Alan Broadbent, from New Zealand originally, who was a great arranger for Woody Herman, and he is a great accompanist, and I knew it, and I wanted to sing with him. And Bill Hardy, the gentleman that was the local gentleman, Dr. John William Hardy, who was the Birdman at the museum, had a record label, and he said he'd put it out if it came through, and that's how I got out to Hollywood and made this record in a four-hour session with Alan Broadbent.
Let's listen to a little bit of this piano solo by Alan. Should see Lenny's got his eyes closed. He's just smiling. And
downright nasty playing, in the highest compliment, the word nasty.
I'm telling you, it's beautiful. You know, one of the favorite tunes on this CD for me is, because a lot of these are torch songs, is These Foolish Things. I guess I'm a hopeless romantic. Everybody knows that. But the lyrics in this song, where you talk about the cigarette with the lipstick traces and the tinkling piano and the winds of March making my heart want to dance. And my favorite line in here, you conquered me. Wow. You're a romantic person to pick that song.
Well, if you could go into the history of great songwriting from 1927 to 1936, I think it was something that, with all of those great songwriters, it was just like a field of flowers for any singer to approach, word-wise and lyrical, the lyrics and the music, of course. And this was written, incidentally, by a Brit, I think, by a British gentleman. Only tune that I think he ever had any acknowledgement of. And it's stuck around because it's nostalgic and makes you think of a time when cigarette smoking was honorable, if not necessary, with all our parents doing so. It's everything about it is nostalgic. And
let's listen to a little bit of it.
Me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be.
You know, you've been described as a singer who's aware of every syllable and every nuance. What a compliment. That's true.
Well, that's what it's about. As far as when I hear Smashing Pumpkins and that guy is nice, I love his bald head and everything, but when his words come out of his chops like that, why, it's just rather startling to me that I can't really understand them. And I always thought that's what we were supposed to do when we sang, you see.
Well, it's also been said and many other greats that are out there have had the same compliment, that you understand that you're doing more than singing a song. You're telling a story.
Yeah, that's what it's really about. And people like Larry Hart and Ira Gershwin, any of they were linguists. They were linguists, as a Freudian slip, but the manner in which they picked their words and the beauty with which they dovetailed all the thoughts was just startling to me. And so what do you got to work with? The best. I mean, it's like having real good oil for your car.
You know, something I like about this whole CD is that really you only have a piano and your voice that the liner notes say something about. If you'd added more musicians, it would have been like putting cats up on caviar. It wasn't needed.
Well, he is a master of accompaniment, which is something that anybody dies for if they're a singer. You got to realize all the rhythm, all of the enunciations with the chords in the background have to be considered in a way that you're doing it for the singer. I mean, they're the straight man. But when they do it like Alan Broadbent, who I'd never met, never really saw again, I waved to him once on a stage, but that was 4 hours of treasured time in my life with him on piano.
Well, I hope that folks can turn out tonight for this special free concert.
Free concert.
And a CD release party for Mood Swings.
Moondancer, there's the group that is donating their time. You see, for the Gainesville Friends of Jazz.
Right, it's featuring singer Lenny Kessel, a Gainesville artist and wonderful jazz singer, tonight between 7 and 10 o'clock at Steve's Cafe Americana on Main and University Avenue in Gainesville.
And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you, on that you can rely. World will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, and a case of do or die. No matter what brings as time goes.